What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled How Mary Jane and Austin Holman Scammed the Black Community. So there are two scammers on the internet, black scammers. There's many of them, by the way, but these two are the two that I have focused on because they're so obvious, and that's Mary Jane, who's a girl, and Austin Holman. Now, if you guys look at the thumbnail, Mary Jane and Austin Holman, they look like they can be related. They're definitely on the autistic spectrum. They look weird. They don't look like normal, healthy individuals. And this video, guys, we're going to be talking about how these autistic and narcissistic personality disordered people scam regular people who don't know any better. It's actually very important for you guys to understand that people who do have personality disorder are inherently pieces of shit. There is no treatment, there is no cure for people who suffer from personality disorder, guys. Whether it's borderline personality disorder or narcissistic personality disorder, and usually people who have personality disorders, they tend to be comorbid with other illnesses such as bipolar. This is why 1 minute Austin Holman can be like, oh, this is the greatest country in the world because some girl looked at him. The next minute he's like on a plane leaving the country saying it's the worst country in the world because the girl actually wanted to charge him money for her spending time with him. So this video is probably going to go on MGTOW TV. I've been making a lot of videos about this scam artist Austin Holman. I know you guys on MGTOW TV are like, yo, Amar, we don't care about this nigger. And, you know, I don't blame you guys. You guys have better things to do than worry about some 23-year-old black kid, you know, scamming dusties on the internet. But it's very important for you guys to understand that, you guys gotta understand, people who have personality disorders, they were created by God to simply destroy other people, okay? See, the thing about people who have personality disorders is that when you come out of the other side, you're supposed to be stronger. What's that old saying? If it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. So if you survive narcissistic personality disordered people or borderline personality disordered people, you come out on the other side a lot stronger. Now, as you guys know, one of the reasons why I'm going after this nigger Austin Holman, it's because my cousin, second cousin, if you want to be technical, when I did a restaurant with him in Egypt a couple of years ago, a lot like Austin Holman, he claimed to be a maverick. He claimed to be making a whole lot of money as a manager at fine restaurants in Dubai and London. Turned out he was actually mopping the floor over there, and we had a really good restaurant. We were making money, and in less than 100 days, man, the restaurant was literally, everything I owned was literally sold in the middle of the street, and he took the money and ran. So this is what you guys need to understand about these narcissistic personality disordered people. They will never ever learn, okay? I know a lot of people out there are like, yo, man, Austin is a young buck, you know, black Jesus is gonna help him. Guys, people like Mary Jane and Austin Holman, they're not gonna learn until they're either in prison for life or they're 6 feet under, okay, guys? Personality disordered people will never ever learn. Now, Mary Jane is a verified scammer. For those of you who don't know, Mary Jane is a black girl. I think she's about the same age as Austin Holman. She claims to travel all over the world, even though she has no job, she has no skills, she has nothing. But yet, she's able to travel during the pandemic. She even went to Afghanistan after the Taliban, you know, took over. And it's like, at this point, guys, how can a bunch of young black people who have no access to money, how can they like, la 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 la, I'm just gonna travel all over the world, you know, spend thousands of dollars a week on fancy smancy food. These people are being sponsored, okay, guys? You know, when you see Austin Holman travel, look, there's somebody exposed Austin Holman, who wasn't me, which is a good thing. That way you guys know that there are people out there who are onto Austin Hallman, not just me, you know. So I think his channel is called Travel Time with Paul or something like that. He did a great video the other day on YouTube. And he's like, these travel channels, they don't make much money simply because there's really not much they can advertise on travel channels when it comes to YouTube. So even though Austin Hallman is getting like 1 million views a month, his YouTube ad revenue would probably be around, you know, $3,000. But the way Austin Hallman is living, he's eating out every day, he's traveling every day. He's sitting at Airbnbs that cost upwards of $200 a night. There is no way Austin Hallman can simply be making that living that type of lifestyle based off of YouTube ad revenue alone. Mary Jane, she claims to have been to 127 countries. She always has a camera crew following her around. There is no way this girl could have blown up that big on YouTube with a camera crew following her around to 120 plus countries unless she's being sponsored. Guys, a lot of this shit on YouTube now is psyops, okay? You guys need to understand, Google is a CIA company, okay? It's a CIA company masquerading as a private company. Guys, there's a reason why Hollywood is effectively dead. YouTube is far more effective, far more cheaper than YouTube, okay? YouTube is the CIA's wet dream. As you guys know, I was in Hollywood 20 years ago, okay, guys? Let me give you some really, really quick statistics, okay? From the time a movie, a screenplay is greenlit until that movie is in the theaters, 3 years, okay? From the time a studio like Warner Bros. Says, okay, we're gonna make this screenplay into a movie, 3 years, okay? A lot can happen in 3 years, okay? That's number one. Number two, these movies cost upwards of hundreds of millions of dollars to produce and market. Now, number three, and this is the most important thing, there's no guarantee that the target demographic or the targeted people will go watch that movie. YouTube, on the other hand, it is perfect. Why? Because you can literally have Fresh and Fit Austin Hallman make a video in real time, a real live stream. That's number one, okay? It's a lot quicker to make a live stream than it is to make a movie. Again, it takes 3 years to make a movie, but a live stream is instant in real time. That's number one. Number two, it's very cheap to make a internet live stream with Fresh and Fit and Austin Hallman. I mean, how much is a Fresh and Fit live stream gonna cost? A couple of thousands of dollars to produce compared to a Hollywood movie that will cost a couple of $100 million. So yeah, YouTube is far cheaper to produce a Hollywood movie, whether you want to call it a video or a live stream. It's a lot cheaper than a Hollywood movie. Thirdly, and this is the most important thing, okay? YouTube can push videos in front of targeted demographics and targeted people, okay? For example, you guys remember when Pearly Things showed up on the front page of every black dude in the manosphere was bombarded with Pearly Things, you know? Look, I'm part of a travel group of black men, and they're like, where did this white bitch come out from? You know, all of a sudden, she's showing up on my screen every day. Every time I log onto YouTube, there's this Pearly Things. And all the other black dudes were like, yeah, man, same thing with me. Guys, that's a psyop, okay? So YouTube can target people by their demographics, and they can also target you using your personal information. As you know, YouTube is owned by Google. So let's say you go on Google and you type in, I have depression, right? Well, guess what? Now, YouTube, because it's a Google company, they can target you based off of your depression, based off of your location, based off of your age. This is why Hollywood sucks, okay? Hollywood doesn't suck because a bunch of woke people took it over. Hollywood sucks because the CIA is like, hey, YouTube is far superior to Hollywood. Hollywood does not have the same effect that YouTube has, because obviously YouTube is technology, Hollywood is not technology. I mean, they do the movies the same way they did it 100 years ago when Hollywood was a thing back in 1912, 1913, you know. So yeah, YouTube is the future. So a lot of these people out there, they run psyops on YouTube, Instagram. Guys, Facebook is also a CIA company. Mark Zuckerberg is simply the front man for it, okay? Guys, Google and Facebook, they are both within a couple of miles of Moffett Air Force Base in Mountain View, California, okay? For those of you who don't know, Moffett Air Force Base, that's where all the DARPA and high-tech research facilities are for the U.S. government. And I've been to Moffett Air Force Base. I've been to Google. I've been to Facebook, you know. I deliver DoorDash, you know. Fucking generals have to eat, right? Fucking top people in Google and Facebook have to eat, right? So I know what the fuck I'm talking about when I tell you that Facebook and Google are literally a few miles away from Moffett Air Force Base. You guys don't think that there's a coincidence that the two biggest tech companies, social media companies on the face of the planet are like literally right next to a freaking Air Force Base that has the most sophisticated intelligence apparatus in America? Come on, man. So what you guys need to understand is that they're running, the CIA is running psyops using Facebook, Instagram, and Google/YouTube, okay? You guys remember that white girl all in with Aerie who'd start her video saying, hey, watermelons, you know, she claimed to be homeless in Santa Monica because her abusive boyfriend kicked her out. First video she does, like a million views. The bitch, in a matter of month, raises like an excess of $60,000. I think she raised over $100,000 all in all in just a few months. And then, you know, people finally find out that, oh my God, not only is she a scammer, but she is a criminal. She has a child that she actually abused. And that was pretty much the end of her career when she was found out. You know, she wasn't homeless or anything like that. She actually had a Santa Monica producer who had contacts with YouTube. And that's why they were able to make her channel pop like that, you know. So when you guys see people like Austin Hallman, people like Mary Jane, all of a sudden they come out from nowhere and they're like, I'm here for you guys, I want to help you guys. That's a CIA psyop. Now, in the case of Mary Jane, guys, Mary Jane is a verified scammer, okay? You can go on YouTube, type in Mary Jane scam, okay? Mary Jane actually scammed black woman, okay? She was supposed to, like, ship him products that she sold, beauty products. She never did that. She was supposed to have a meetup where she charged black women upwards of $2,000. She never, ever did the meetup with them. So Mary Jane is a verified scammer. Again, go on YouTube, type in Mary Jane scam. Mary Jane is a verified scammer. You know, when she was found out to be a scammer, she actually went under for a couple of months. Now she's back on YouTube scamming all over again. She claims to have some sort of super duper product from China that will let hair grow long and luxurious. It's like, come on, man. First of all, black hair and Chinese hair. Secondly, most black women wear wigs. So what's the point? Even if this Chinese super duper product was really the best, what good would it do for black women? But again, she's a scam artist. And see, this is a thing you guys need to understand. You know, there's a like the P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute, okay? So what these people like Austin Hallman, what these people like Mary Jane do when they finally get outed as scammers? They go under for a while, they let things blow over, and then the CIA / YouTube, they push them again in the algorithm, going after new blood. Because here's the thing you guys need to understand, okay? Mary Jane, Austin Holman, they get shown to people who don't know who they are. You guys have to understand, YouTube has 1 billion+ people using it every day. So let's say, you know, the people who follow Mary Jane and follow Austin Holman, they're like, oh, these niggers are a bunch of scammers. Well, guess what? I ain't gonna watch their videos anymore. So the CIA is like, okay, cool, bro. We're just gonna have these guys go under for a month, and then they're gonna come back out, and we're gonna have the algorithm target people who don't know anything about Austin Holman's and Mary Jane's past. And then, you know, the whole cycle of suckers falling for these people starts all over again. So this is one of the things you guys need to understand, is that one of the hallmarks of these scammers is that they're always trying to sell you consultations. They're always trying to sell you guides. As you guys know, Austin Holman literally goes to a different city every day, and yet he writes a guide that he sells you for $35. It's like, my nigger, you were in this country, you were in this city for like 12 hours, and now you're gonna write me a fucking guide to this city for $35? You know, and again, Travel Time with Paul, I believe that's the name of the channel, because he spoke to Austin Holman, okay? This is a guy who actually interacted with Austin Holman. He's like, Austin Holman uses AI to write all of his guides. He doesn't do any of the work himself. So Austin Holman is literally scamming you guys out there, selling you these guides that are written by fucking AI. Guys, let me tell you, somebody who travels all over the world, okay, you never ever have to pay for a fucking guide. All you have to do, dudes, is just go on Google, type in, hey, I'm going to this city or this country, what can I do there, okay? If you spend half an hour doing research on Google to the destination that you're gonna be going to, you will get all the free information you want. There is no reason to pay somebody any money out there for any guide on going to any city or country, dudes. You really don't need to be doing that. That's how you know it's a scam. Now, I know some of you ninjas out there, you're gonna say, well, Armor, at least Austin Holman didn't scam black men out of $2,000+ like Mary Jane did with black women. Austin actually scammed black men a lot worse. He scammed them out of their life. What does Austin Holman do when he goes to a different city? Every time Austin Holman goes to a different city, he has a girl on his arm the next day saying, oh yeah, bro, I'm a black king. We blacks here, we are fucking, you know, we're their chocolate kings. We're exotic, you know. Gotta hit these loud-ass cars. And these people do it on purpose, too. It's like, come on, dude. You're just endangering others. You're burning gas for no reason. But then again, you know, most people are fucking retarded. And, you know, this is why people like Austin Holman and Mary Jane are out there, to take advantage of just retarded, stupid, everyday people. You know, this video is not for niggers, okay, guys? This video is for people who are saying there's something ain't right about Austin Holman. Yeah, I'm telling you what's not right about Austin Holman. He is a shaitan. Now, for you guys out there, especially you Muslims, you probably already know what I'm talking about. You guys need to understand, okay? The word shaitan in Semitic languages means Satan, okay? Satan means shaitan in Semitic languages, okay? Now, for those of you guys who don't know, I'm not going to give you a religious lesson here, okay? This is beyond the scope of the video. God created three types of beings. He created us out of mud. He created angels out of pure light. This is why angels have no free will. And he created the jinn out of scorching fire. Now, he created angels first. Again, angels being created are a pure light. They have no free will. The jinns were created next. They were created out of scorching fire. They are shapeshifters, and they're hella smarter than we are. And then lastly, God created us man out of mud and clay. The jinns, they don't like us. The head shaitan is Iblis or Beelzebub. He really, really doesn't like us, and he wants to see us all go into Jahannam, aka the hellfire. Now, the thing you need to understand, shaitan means adversary, okay? A shaitan can be a jinn, and it can also be a human being, okay? Austin Hallman is a shaitan. Mary Jane is a shaitan, okay? When Austin Hallman comes out and he tells a black man, hey, black man, Medellin is Disneyland, bro. You can walk around, do whatever the fuck you want, pick up any girl you want. You get these black dudes who are dusty as fuck. They come to Medellin, their fucking Tinder blows up, and they're like, oh, man, Austin Hallman was right, dog. I'm a black king here because I'm exotic, when in reality, you're getting set up by gangs and cartels who are gonna fucking rob you, scope you, or worse, end up murdering you. Every person who got scoped, drugged, or murdered, it's because of Austin Hallman, dudes. If you people out there are smart, you will file a class action lawsuit against Austin Hallman, because Austin Hallman purposely lied and misled you guys. Again, what was Austin Hallman telling you guys? It's that bad. Get your passport. Because once you go over, once you hop on that plane and you hop off that plane, women will flock after you because you're an exotic black king. That's what Austin Hallman has been telling you guys. And you guys are like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to hop on a plane and go to Medellin. Boom, you get scoped. Guys, before Austin Hallman, we never heard of people getting murdered, scoped, or robbed in Medellin. It happened, yes, but nothing. I mean, look, dudes, ever since Austin Hallman started doing this travel bro shit, the U.S. government in the U.S. embassy in Colombia had to issue an alert telling American men not to visit Colombia because of Austin Hallman, okay? Fucking Brazil. Now, Brazil was visa-free for us Americans, meaning we can hop on a plane, go to Brazil, and it's fine and dandy like cotton candy. Well, guess what? We can't do that anymore because of Austin Hallman. For you guys who don't know, Austin Hallman got his start by defrauding the U.S. taxpayers out of $18,600. For those of you who don't know, Austin Hallman, who claims to be making $100,000 a year as a barber living with his mama in fucking Texas, you know, as a 20-year-old kid during the pandemic. You know, he claimed to be making $100,000 a year, yet he had to take out a $18,600 loan from the payment protection plan that was set up to help small businesses to stay afloat. And he took that money, and that's how Austin Hallman started his travel bro channel, by taking money from us American taxpayer. Now, of course, Austin Hallman never ever told you that, because you guys are gonna be like, oh shit, this guy is a scammer. He wasn't making $100,000 a year as a 20-year-old kid living with his mama cutting hair for $2.99 in Texas. So did Austin Hallman ever admit to the fact that he took out money from the PPP loans? He never did. Special shout out to the Peso Man for actually bringing that up. Guys, if you go on Google, you type in PPP Austin Hallman, okay, all that government information is open source. So if you type in PPP Austin Hallman, you will see that Austin Hallman took out $18,600 from us, the American taxpayer, and he never returned that money. This is why Austin Hallman is always saying, I don't want to go back to America. I might give up my American citizenship. First of all, in order for you to give up your motherfucking American citizenship, dog, you gotta have another citizenship in another country. You just can't walk into the U.S. embassy, be like, hey, here's your passport. You know, you can't walk into another country and be like, hey man, here's your passport, dude. I don't want to be an American citizen anymore, all right? have a good day, I owe you nothing, okay? It doesn't fucking work like that, okay? You gotta have a citizenship in another country if you want to renounce your American citizenship. Not only that, another thing Austin Holman has to realize is that if you try to renounce your U.S. citizenship, there's something called an exit tax. That's when the U.S. government is going to be like, okay, dude, you want to leave us? Well, let's see how much money you owe us. Now, as you guys know, the reason why Austin Holman wants to renounce his U.S. citizenship, because A, he scammed the PPP loan program. B, he doesn't pay taxes. Remember when Austin Holman told you if you live overseas like he does, you don't have to pay taxes? Yeah, trust and believe, the government is looking into Austin Holman as a fraudster when it comes to the PPP program. They're also looking into him as a tax avoider when it comes to tax evasion. So yeah, chances are if Austin Holman does come back to America, he's gonna spend some time in federal prison. So yeah, Austin Holman wants to get rid of his citizenship so he can live overseas and, you know, not have to face justice here in America as a tax avoider and as a PPP loan fraud scammer, okay? But it's not gonna work in his favor, you know? If Austin Holman is smart, I know he's not, but Austin Holman is smart, he'll come back to the America, he'll call up the IRS, he'll call up the authorities responsible for the PPP program and be like, listen, man, I was young, dumb, full of cum, I'm willing to work with you to make everything right, even if I have to give up some money or if I have to go to prison for a little bit, I'm willing to do that. That would be the smart thing for Austin Holman to do, but no, he simply wants to like run away from it. And have you guys noticed one of the reasons why Mary Jane and Austin Holman live overseas is so they don't get to serve justice? Look, if Mary Jane was living in America, the people who she scammed, they'd be able to sue her. They'd be able to call the police on her. But since Mary Jane lives overseas, there is really not much you can do about Mary Jane, because what are you gonna do? You know, you're gonna call up fucking one of the 127 countries she goes to and be like, hey man, can you arrest this bitch for us? It's not gonna work like that, you know? If any of you guys, honestly, if any of you guys out there wanted to like sue Austin Holman or get him arrested, you can't because he lives overseas, you know? Now, if the U.S. government issues a subpoena for him, they might get him extradited, but that's if he pisses off the federal government. But if you guys call up the federal government and be like, yo, man, this nigger took my money and ran, the U.S. government is gonna be like, well, too bad, son. But if the U.S. government is like, hey, this nigger, you know, he did not pay taxes, he purposely not paid taxes, he scammed the PPP program to start his travel bro channel, then that's when the U.S. government, that's when the U.S. government is gonna be like, we want this nigger, okay? So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there is that people like Mary Jane, people like Austin Holman, they're running from who they are. Now, I don't know much about Mary Jane because I don't follow her like that, but I listen to what, you know, there are people out there there are big ass YouTubers out there who made a lot of videos about Mary Jane exposing her, okay, guys? A lot of people were scammed by her and they exposed her scam. This is why I'm telling you, Mary Jane is a verified scammer. Austin Holman, you know, I mean, look, like worst case scenario, he's gonna scam you out of what? A $35 guide? At the end of the day, guys, none of you guys are gonna lose money by, none of you guys really are gonna end up in the poorhouse by giving Austin Holman a couple of dollars to go out and get a prostitute to turn around and say, oh yeah, bro, that's my girlfriend, you know? Whatever happened to that Bolivian girl, you know? Whatever happened to that fucking Peruvian chick that fell in love with him even though he landed like 2.5 hours ago, right? It's all a scam, guys. It's all a scam. See, that's the problem with Austin Hallman, is that he is scamming black men. Austin Hallman is scamming you by telling you, oh yeah, bro, just hop on a plane. You're gonna go from yuck to stud simply by hopping off a plane in Medellin, and all these baddies will come chasing after you. And you do that and you end up getting scoped, robbed, or God forbid, end up getting murdered, you know? And the thing you guys need to understand, and you black people out there gotta understand this good, okay? The worst enemy of a black man is another black person. Let me say that one more time. The worst enemy of a black person is another black person, okay? Guess, you guys want to know who sold black people into slavery 400 years ago? Us. It was African black people like me who sold you all into slavery. Don't let this straight hair fool you guys. This is Japanese hair straightening. See this, guys? See this? This is my authentic Afro hair right here, guys, okay? Okay? This is my authentic Afro hair, okay? So, you think the white man went into the jungles of Africa to go chase after Kunta Kinte? No. It was African blacks like me who rounded you Bantu black people up and were like, hey, white boy, come and get these niggers, you know? Joke's on you 400 years later. And today, the Africans who are invading Europe are of the Bantu tribe. It's not Ethiopians, it's not Sudanese who are invading Africa, invading Europe. It's fucking West African Bantu black people, the same black people that we African black people got rid of 400 years ago. Those are the ones who are invading Europe. Those are the ones who are scamming you. Let me tell you black American people something. Any black person who comes out and says, black people, my people, my people, they're scamming you. Period. Point blank. Okay? See, you blacks are a lot like Muslims. At the end of the day, you hate yourself. Just like Muslims hate being short, brown, and fugly, you black people hate having gorilla face. You hate your curly hair, and you hate your low IQ. You wanna be white. Just like Muslims wanna be white, but they can't be white because they're too fucking fugly. Same thing with you black people. You're too ugly, too damn black to be white. So what you guys do is that you rally around some scammer like Austin Hallman or Mary Jane who comes out and says, my people, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, it's, look, if you follow Mary Jane, if you follow Austin Hallman, it's because you have an inferiority complex, dudes. That's all there is to it, okay? I mean, there is no valid reason. Look, even people who gave Austin Hallman a benefit of a doubt, look, I gave Austin Hallman a benefit of a doubt, but when it came obvious that this guy was a fucking scammer, that's when I turned on him. Even Travel Time with Paul, I don't know if I'm getting his channel name incorrect, but I think it's Travel Time with Paul. Even he came out and said, look man, I was rocking with this dude, I was giving him the benefit of a doubt, I was trying to mentor him, telling him, yo bro, you can't be doing this nigger shit out there, it's making us all look bad, you're endangering yourself. Even he had to turn on Austin Hallman, you know? So, yeah. High IQ black people like myself, we are turning against Austin Hallman. But you low IQ ninjas out there, you're like, oh man, you guys are just salty because Austin Hallman gets to do what you guys can't do. Look, dudes, Austin Hallman lives off of donations, okay? Get that through your motherfucking mind, okay? Look, whenever Austin Hallman wants to go to a different country, what does he do? He goes on Twitter, he goes on fucking community post on YouTube, and he says, yo man, I want to go to another country, can you guys Zell me, Cash App me right now? And that's what you guys do. Guys, if you guys stop giving Austin Hallman money, he'll have no choice but to go back to Texas, live with his mama. and trust and believe. That would actually be the best thing for him, because when Austin Hall, look, God created Austin Holman to live with his mama and cut hair for $2.99 in Texas, okay? I made a video almost a year ago telling you guys, you are harming Austin Holman by giving him money, okay? The more money Austin Holman makes off of you guys, the bigger his YouTube channel becomes, the more narcissistic he becomes. Guys, Austin Holman genuinely believes he's a god, okay? Look, Austin Holman is gonna run up on the wrong nigger. One day he's gonna run up on the wrong nigger and he's gonna end up 6 feet under. The best thing for Austin Holman to happen, go back to America, spend a few years in federal prison. Hopefully they'll let him out by the age of 30. You know, that way he probably hopefully matured a little bit. That way, you know, he may not... look, I'm telling you guys right now, okay? Don't be surprised if Austin Holman gets got. Okay, there's a lot of people out there worldwide, okay? There are people in Brazil right now that if Austin Holman showed up in Brazil, he's gonna get murdered. I'm telling you that right now. There are people there worldwide, out of our control, out of our country, who want Austin Holman murdered, okay? You guys remember when Austin Holman was in Africa? He was in Kenya, I believe. He was on a safari. And, like, the first clip in his video is a clip of a Somali girl climbing into a jeep. You can, you know, the clip was literally him taking a full video of her ass, her panties outline is in the video. So imagine this, imagine the first thing you see is this young, hot Somali chick climbing into a jeep and her ass is in the camera and you can fucking see her pussy hair. Okay? Dude, you guys wanna know what happened? The Somali community said, yo, nigger, take this shit down right now, or we're gonna fucking kill you. And Austin Holman took that shit down quicker than Yogi Obes getting kicked out of a nightclub for harassing snow bunnies, okay? So I'm telling you guys, Austin Holman is gonna go up against the wrong nigger somewhere, somehow, and he's gonna get offline. Listen, guys. As much as you guys think I hate Austin Holman and I want to see him in prison or murdered, I'm the only guy out here who actually cares about Austin Holman, believe it or not. You know, I care more about Austin Holman than his own mama. You know, his own mama's like, oh, look at all the haters. Keep on doing what you're doing, son. They're all jealous of you. It's like, no. If Austin Holman's mom was a good mom, she'd be like, son, come back home. Come back home. Call the IRS, call the PPP authority and be like, hey, I made a mistake. I'm willing to work things out with you guys. That's what a good mom would say. But what's Austin Holman's mom saying? Oh, my son, all these people are jealous of you. They're hating on you. Keep on doing what you're doing and do more of it, you know. It's really sad, dudes. Here's what's really sad, you know. Austin Holman and Mary Jane, they'll never ever do this nigger shit with white zaddy. Do you guys see Mary Jane trying to scam white woman? No. Do you see Austin Holman trying to scam black, white men? No. Look, Austin Holman tried to scam Bo Riffek. What did Bo Riffek do? He threw him in the garbage can. Then he tried to scam, Walmart discount bin Bo Riffek in Bolivia. He threw him in the garbage can. You know, white people are too damn smart to be scammed by niggers. But you ninjas out there, you guys are getting scammed by Austin Holman and Mary Jane every day, all day. And the more they abuse you, the more you give them money. When are you guys out there gonna learn? These people, A, are scamming you. B, they genuinely look down upon you, dudes. At the end of the day, personality disordered people are pieces of shit. There is no cure. There is no treatment, okay? The best cure for a personality disordered person is stay away from them. This is why anybody out there, whether it's a psychologist, psychiatrist, or even people like me who actually ran into BPD women and NPD men, we tell you all the time, best thing to do for you, cut all interactions with them. Like my cousin, my second cousin technically, I have not spoken to him since he closed my restaurant and sold everything in the middle of the street in Alexandria, Egypt. As far as I'm concerned, my second cousin is dead, okay? Now, I still get family updates about him because he's still family. Right now, he's trying to scam a single mother, Egyptian woman, who lives in a very, very fancy neighborhood in Cairo. He's trying to scam her out of her family inheritance. You know, he actually did that with his former wife. And, you know, after he destroyed my restaurant, his wife divorced him. She abandoned the family. She went to Dubai. And now she's like a big-time bank manager in Dubai, okay? So that's what I'm telling you guys. People who get abused by personality disordered people like Mary Jane and Austin Hullman, they come out better on the other side. But you ninjas out there, especially you tards out there who hop on a plane, go to Midian because Austin Hullman told you it's fucking Disneyland, and then you get murdered, you lost, dudes. You lost, okay? So I want everybody who's watching this video to understand the worst enemy of a black person is another black person. And if you ever see a black person saying, my people, they're fucking scamming you. Trust and believe. The same black person, look, dudes, can you imagine Austin Hullman telling white people, I'm not going to start this live stream until you guys throw cash money at me? See, this is why black people say, I'm not for the white man. I'm for my people. Because they damn well know black people, white people are too damn smart to fall for their scams, okay? This is why, look, if a black person tells you, I'm here for black people, they're scamming you, okay? Look, guys, I'm not here for black people. I'm not here for Muslim people. I'm here for everybody. This is why I'm putting this video up on MGTOW TV, because I want people, everybody to learn that personality disordered people, whether it's, a, you know, and for you guys on MGTOW TV, Shane uploaded a great video. I'm going to see if I can link it in the description. If Shane actually wants to put it in the comment section, I'll pin it. He uploaded a 5-minute video of a psychiatrist talking about NPD and BPD women, you know. These are permanently damaged people. They're pieces of shit. There is no cure. There is no treatment. The best solution for them is to have nothing to do with them. And if you had the unfortunate, meeting with them, you had the unfortunate interaction with them, when you come out of the other side, hopefully you come out bigger, stronger, smarter, better. Because again, if it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. This is why I'm more anti-Austin Hullman than Mary Jane. Because at the end of the day, Mary Jane scammed black women out of money, okay? They're alive, they're well. Hopefully they learned their lesson not to give people on the internet money. But when you guys go to, again, you go to Midian, because Austin Hullman told you, yeah, bro, it's like fucking Disneyland here. You can walk around El Centro at night and baddies will throw themselves at you because you're an exotic black king, you know, and you end up doing that, you end up getting murdered. Well, you got lost, dude. You lost, okay? So if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. But if it ends up killing you, well, it beat you then. This is why I'm anti-Austin Hullman. So in conclusion of this video, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand. Anybody out there who tries to sell you something, and, you know, this is for you Muslim dudes out there. There's a lot of Muslim grifters out there who call themselves Muslim Alpha, Muslim CEO, dude. Anybody who tries to call themselves Muslim this, Muslim that, and they're trying to sell you something, it's a fucking scam, dude. They don't respect you. You know, my channel name is Alpha Male Lifestyle, okay? We live the Alpha Male Lifestyle, okay? As you guys know, I can park this car and hop on a plane, go anywhere in the world I want. And this is another thing I wanted to bring up to you guys, okay? You should be putting money in foreign countries. America will fall. I actually met with a lawyer in Ukraine. I met with a lawyer in Colombia. You know, as an American, you have to pay taxes on where, and see, as an American, you have to pay taxes on your worldwide income. So let's say you're walking down the street in Medellin and you pick up a 50,000 pesos bill, which is like what? $14-$15, you actually have to pay taxes on that to the US government, you know? So the lawyers I speak with in Ukraine, in Colombia, and here in America, they all told me the same thing. You just need to structure your LLCs, your holding companies correctly, get a good lawyer, good CPA, and you'll be well taken care of. So you guys out there, honestly, guys, look, as you guys know, I drive DoorDash, okay? You know, DoorDash, you can make good money off of DoorDash. I mean, obviously, DoorDash money isn't fuck you money here in America, but overseas, DoorDash money really is fuck you money. Not to mention, because you're using your own car, the IRS gives you amazing tax deduction for using your own car. I think it's like, what, 56 cents a mile? And, you know, I drive 30,000 miles a year with DoorDash. So that minimizes my tax burden here in America. And whatever is left over, I can then use that money in Ukraine, in Colombia, to get a small business going over there. Because like I said, guys, America will fall, okay? We lost over 25% of our value of the dollar compared to the Mexican peso and the Colombian pesos, guys. Once these BRIC nations go on the gold standard and they say, fuck you, American dollar, this country is going to have hyperinflation. Things are going to get really bad. So you guys out there watching this video, I'm not a tax advisor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an accountant, and you guys should get your own lawyer, accountants, and financial advisors. But you guys out there watching this motherfucking video, you guys out there, you need to start putting your money in foreign countries. Guys, when I go to Ukraine, when I go to Colombia, I'm not a fucking sex tourist, guys. I don't go to some city for a few days, pick up some girl from an escort bar and be like, oh yeah, bro, this is my girlfriend. She fell in love with me because I'm a hip black cat. No, I don't do that nigger shit, dudes. I go there, I look at these countries from a business perspective, okay? Ukraine is good for business. Colombia is good for business, okay? This is what I do because, again, America will fall. So you guys out there, focus on making as much money here in America while our money... Look, the US dollar can go very far in Ukraine. Granted, we lost 25% of our value compared to the Colombian peso, but still, our money can go very far in Colombia, okay? So you guys out there watching this video, think of getting some business in Colombia, Ukraine going. Obviously, the easiest business to get up and running would be a restaurant. But again, use your own motherfucking brain, okay? If you are business oriented, you'll find a way to make money overseas. And again, dudes, get yourself a good lawyer, good CPA, good accountant, and you'll be well taken care of. And you guys have to understand, dudes, you know, worry about making money first, okay? Once you start making a decent amount of money, then that's when you can be like, hey, I need a CPA, I need a lawyer, I need a tax accountant. Because if you're not making money and you get CPAs, lawyers, tax accountants, you're going to spend whatever money you have paying people to set up a business that's not going anywhere for you. So get the business going and then get the proper lawyers, accountants, and the CPAs to make you money, to properly set up your tax structure. That way you pay the least amount of your tax burden, okay? But point of this video, dudes, is that people like Austin Hallman, people like Mary Jane, they're running away from themselves because, again, as personality disordered people, they're mentally ill. There is no cure treatment for them. So what they do is they travel. This is why Austin Hallman can't stay in a city for more than a few days. This is why Mary Jane brags about, oh, I'm in a different country every day. They're running away from who they are. So at the end of the day, guys, Mary Jane, Austin Hallman, they're taking your money so they can go out, have fun with it, and deep down, they fucking hate you. They look down upon you. So at the end of the day, guys, you guys watching this video, fucking stop supporting Austin Hallman. Stop giving him money. Stop telling him, oh yeah, you black Jesus, you need to be protected at all costs. You are Kevin Samuel's replacement. You know, at the end of the day, guys, anybody who comes out to you black people and says, my people, they're fucking scamming you. Okay, guys? Because they will not dare do this nigger shit with white daddy. So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you next one. Peace.